The mission was able to meet the acting prime minister and several other government officials, and they had a brief meeting with civil society. But because of time constraints, they went back yesterday and have made a commitment to come back to finish their assessment of the fact-finding mission.
What can you tell us about these protests? There have been allegations that people were protesting to have a voice in the election of their prime minister, and the army fired on them, killing some people. So what is the position from the government?
These protests, when they started, members of those constituencies were presenting petitions to their constituencies. But unfortunately, that process turned into violence. We saw incidences where members of parliament were attacked, where police who were there to maintain peace and order were attacked. And more than anything, this country is now at the early stages of the third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. And these protesters were obviously not following the COVID-19 protocols and regulations. And government then took a decision to say, before we spread COVID-19, it is better that these petitions are now sent through a more safer environment. Government opened an email address where these petitions can be sent. Unfortunately, then this turned into another unprecedented scenario in this country, where we saw a lot of rioters and looters attacking government buildings, attacking private businesses, attacking cars, and causing a lot of mayhem. Currently, as I speak to you, James, the damage that has been caused to the economy is now estimated at about 3 billion emalange. The estimation is that right now, about 5,000 jobs have been lost because a lot of businesses were attacked and a lot of shops were looted. So the police were there to make sure that peace and order is kept. And the army was asked to join in, especially so that they could provide security to key national infrastructure.
So at stake is the demand by the protesters that they want to have a say in the election of a prime minister. Are they wrong?
James, in Eswatini, this is the country that has always believed in round-the-table negotiations. Whenever we have new ideas, whenever we want to reform anything in statutes or in our constitution, but our political system has been reformed over the years. Government is still insisting that we are a nation of one people. We are a nation which puts forward peace and stability. We expect all of us to still follow the procedures that are available in our constitutions to raise our issues, and they will be debated in the appropriate forums, and we will all agree and come up with a lasting solution.
Before I let you go, sir, what is the view of the government? Do you believe that the protesters have been infiltrated by foreigners?
Most definitely, James. We have information that there are foreigners who have taken advantage of the situation to infiltrate these processes. But our security forces are on the ground, James, to ensure peace and order is restored. As I speak to you, the situation right now is almost back to normal. Businesses are now operating. People are getting back to work. There is calm in the streets. And we are hoping this will be maintained. As we believe as a country, we can never progress in an environment where there is anarchy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, James.